You've been together for years. She loves you so much. She's kind, sweet. She makes you smile and laugh. She buys you jewelry, brings you flowers for no reason. She's so wonderful, so caring. She tells you how beautiful you are, how special. She treats you so well. All of your friends are so jealous of your perfect relationship. But it's not perfect, is it? She makes love to you, sweet and gently, in the moonlight bathed bed you've always made love in. Safe and warm, she kisses your neck, stares into your eyes, tells you how good you feel. She holds your hand and again tells you how much she loves you. She makes you come, softly and slowly. She finishes and falls asleep with you in her arms. But you stay wide awake, don't you? I know you do. And I know, in those sleepless moments, I'm all you can think about. Don't you dare feel guilty about it. The only thing I want you to feel is your girl cock, my plaything, getting wetter and wetter as you picture how good I fuck you. Try. Try to keep your hands off yourself when you think about what I do to you. I know you can't. How tight I yank your hair. How hard I slap your ass. How deep I sink my teeth into your flesh. How I take and use every inch of you. Do you think it feels so good because you know I don't give a fuck about you? Is that what makes you come so hard? Turns your panties into a sopping wet mess? That I treat you like a cheap whore? Deep down, when I tell you that you were made to be used, you know I'm right. That's what keeps you coming back for more. Every week, like clockwork, when everyone you care about thinks you're volunteering, you are getting fucked by me in that dirty shithole of a bar. Fucked like a whore in a bathroom stall. Used like a fucking slut on the dirty carpet of the bathroom. Bent over and wrecked on the pool table. That's when we found out you like being watched. Do you remember? You can still feel those bleary, bloodshot eyes on you, can't you? The smell of sweat and stale beer in the air as I sink my fingers into the flesh of your hips and pound your cunt. Savage and deep, the sounds of flesh smacking flesh only drowned out by those animalistic whimpers and grunts you let out. I bet you didn't even think you were capable of making sounds like that. I know you didn't think you could come that hard. How many fingers are pushing into your greedy little hole, picturing it? That's right. Work that cunt like the filthy slut you are. Feel that coarse felt on your tits. Do you remember? Trying to regain your composure with your panties around your ankles and my cum dripping down your thighs. You stayed like that, ash red, clit swollen, bent over on that pool table in full display of everyone until I told you to get the fuck out, we're closing. And so you went home and got into the same bed you're in now. Climbed in next to your loyal, loving girlfriend. The difference is, that time you were satisfied, spent. Unlike right now, when you're empty and frustrated. Not for much longer though. I know you're close to coming for me. Squeeze those eyes shut and think about the first time I fucked you. I knew what you wanted. No. Needed. The moment you opened your whore mouth. You told me you'd never cheated before as I pulled you into the women's room. You were so eager, so obedient when I made you get on your knees in that stall and I unzipped my strap. Think about my hard, thick cock pushing into your throat. That was the first time you'd ever had that mouth really fucked, and you loved every single moment. My eyes locked on you as you felt me twitch, spasm, and then unload. That thick, hot load down your throat. You choked on it, some of it dripping out the corners of your mouth, over your chin and onto the floor. You told me this was a one-off, that I wouldn't be seeing you again. But I knew in that instant, I knew I could do whatever the fuck I wanted to you. I knew you'd be back. And we both knew. You belong to me now. Have you come yet? I know you did. And it was so much better than when she fucked you, wasn't it? Than when she made love to you. You feel complete now, don't you? Finally satisfied. That's because you know what you are. Not some sweet princess to be adored, but flesh to be used. My slut. My whore. My toy. She will never fuck you like I do. Now, go to sleep thinking about the next time you walk into that bar. You know I'll be waiting for you.